Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
On October 1st, at 12:01 a.m., the federal government of the United States began a shutdown of our government. The shutdown resulted from partisan disagreements over federal spending levels, foreign aid decisions, but most of all, health insurance subsidies. The shutdown resulted in the furlough of roughly 900,000 federal employees and left another 700,000, including air traffic controllers and our military members, working without pay. Many federal employees were sent home or furloughed from their jobs without knowing when they would return or if and when they would receive their next paycheck. Many are being told that they are facing permanent layoffs or even being fired. Government funding was halted for many federal programs that provide economic support and benefits to our nation's citizens. Almost 20,000 Head Start children are now in limbo. Nearly 7 million WIC eligible, nutritionally at risk, pregnant, postpartum, breastfeeding individuals, infants and children up to 5 years old, who need nutritious foods, education, and counseling services, are in danger of being cut out. The trickle-down effect of the government shutdown is being felt in every quarter of our nation. Our health, security, and economic viability as a nation is now at risk of being compromised. The shutdown is being blamed on the Democratic Party and their stand on maintaining the Affordable Care Act that millions of Americans depend on for health insurance coverage. In reality, the government shutdown was set in motion by the members of the Republican Party in the Senate who refused to negotiate with the Democrats a reasonable health plan that will benefit all of the American people. Because they don't like and want to defund the Affordable Care Act, the Republican Party, along with our president and his cabinet, would rather cause millions of Americans to lose their health insurance and drive up the cost of health insurance premiums double or even triple its current cost. Pastor Wood, what is the Affordable Care Act? The Affordable Care Act is a universal care government health program which targets The 15% or 50 million Americans who don't have health insurance and provides them with access to health care. It also provides to those who have pre-existing health conditions who were denied insurance in the past the opportunity to get insurance without paying high premiums. Because of their disapproval of the passing of the Affordable Care Act, and to me, just me, the fact that it was made the law under an African-American president, many of the Republican senators, which have the majority of seats in the House and the Senate, following the lead of President Donald Trump and his cabinet, decided that they would rather shut down the government and put 900,000 plus people out of work rather than to extend the benefits to the American people that the Affordable Care Act provides. You know, my brothers and sisters, there are some people in this world who will do anything to try to have things their way. They will lie, cheat, steal, threaten harm, bully others, willfully and purposely give out wrong information, and block others from getting what they need. As long as they continue to draw a paycheck and their needs are met, they could care less about you, me, or anyone else. But unfortunately, this attitude of selfishness is not just confined to many of our government leaders. But this attitude, unfortunately, can also be found amongst church folk.
That's right.
I said it. Even sometimes when we church folk don't like or misunderstand what is going on around us, we too, just like our Republican friends and government leaders, can try to orchestrate, participate, and call for a spiritual shutdown. You don't believe me? Let's check out the biblical text. In the verses that precede our selected scriptural text for today, Peter and John were on their way to the temple to pray. And when they arrived at the temple gate, there was a lame man there who was asking for money of those who entered. When he asked Peter and John for some money, Peter looked at him and said, "Silver or gold, I do not have. But what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." And the Bible says that Peter reached out and took the lame man by his right hand and helped him up, and instantly, somebody say instantly, the man's feet and ankles became strong and the man began to walk. The Bible says that the man then followed Peter and John into the temple, walking, jumping, and praising God. The people were filled with wonder and amazement when they saw the man that they knew was lame, now walking and leaping and praising God. The Bible says that the people came running to Peter and John and the healed man. And Peter tells them that it was not by his power or his godliness that the man stood before them healed, but that the God of Abram, Isaac, and Jacob has glorified his servant Jesus, and that it is in Jesus' name and faith in his name that this man stands here before you this day completely healed. As Peter and John were speaking to the crowd, the priest and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees, church folk, if you will, came up to them greatly disturbed. Reverend Webb, why were they disturbed? A lame man was healed. A brother who was down has now been lifted up. If anybody should have been praising God for the miracle that was done, it should have been the folk who boasted that they knew and worshiped God. But they were upset over the fact that Peter and John were taking their crowds. They were teaching and proclaiming to the people the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Not only that, but they had performed a notable miracle in the healing of the lame man. So the Bible says that they seized or arrested Peter and John and put them into jail until the next day. And let me pause right here and just say, everybody that goes to church, or everybody that may be a church official, may not celebrate your deliverance from bondage to deliverance, but praise God anyhow. They may not like you, but praise them anyhow. Well, the next day, the rulers, the elders, the teachers of the law, and the high priest and his family met in Jerusalem. They brought Peter and John before them and began to question them. They asked them, by what power or what name did you do this thing? Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, replied, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame, and if we are being asked how he was healed, then know this. You and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. And guess what? Salvation is found and no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. And the Bible says that when they saw the courage and boldness of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and took note that they had been with Jesus. And my brothers and my sisters, I want to know today, has anyone took note of you hanging around Jesus and the Jesus crowd? Is there any visible change in your life? Do people say when they see you, he or she is a Christian? Do you have the courage to be a witness for the Lord? Listen to me good. I am so glad that Jesus chooses to use ordinary people. I'm glad that Jesus still uses people who don't have it all together yet. I'm glad that Jesus loves me and is still willing to work in my life, even though I may have some flaws. Anybody in here have any flaws? Anybody in here willing to say, I don't have it all together yet, Pastor? That's why I come to church. Because I'm trying to get it together. I come to hear the word. I come to pray. I come to fellowship because it all makes me stronger. And the stronger I get, the better I become. Well, let's not keep you too long. The Bible says that because the man who was lame was now healed, standing in their midst, that the religious leaders could not deny the miracle that was done. They ordered Peter and John, and most likely the healed man, to leave the Sanhedrin court in order that they might decide what action they would take against Peter and John. When they left, the Sanhedrin said, what are we going to do with these men? Everyone in Jerusalem knows that they have performed this noble miracle. And you know what, bros? We cannot deny it. Because we see the man for ourselves. But we have to shut down this thing so it won't spread any further. We've got to shut them up in order to shut down this Jesus movement. Let's threaten them not to speak in his name anymore. They called Peter and John and the man back in, and they commanded them not to speak in the name of Jesus anymore. But, somebody say but. Peter and John replied, which is right in God's eyes to listen to you or to listen to him? You be the judges. But as for us, your threats don't mean a hill of beans to us. Threaten us all you want, but we will not agree to shut our mouths about Jesus and his miracle working power. You know why? Because we have a bad case of the can't help it. We cannot help but speak about what we have seen and what we have heard. And there may be some of you here today that have been threatened by family, by friends, by enemies, and maybe even some well-meaning church folk to shut down and to shut up your mouth about Jesus. But let them know that you refuse to shut up being a witness about your faith in Jesus Christ. Why refuse, Pastor Wood? Why refuse to shut up? Let me give you some reasons. God has been too good to us. God has saved us from our sins. God has forgiven us of all of our transgressions. God has adopted us into his royal family. That means that we are children of God. God walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells us that we are his own. Why not shut up, Pastor? Because he provides all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Why not shut up, Pastor? Because he protects us from all hurt and danger. He goes in front of us, he goes behind us, and he walks on the side of us, protecting us from the enemy's blows. Why not shut up, Pastor Wood? Because he heals us when we are sick, comforts us when we are lonely, guides us when we need direction, gives us hope in times of hopelessness. He is our way maker. He is our miracle worker. He is our promise keeper. He is our light in the darkness. He's everything. I said he's everything. He's everything to you and I. So that's why we can't shut up. We have to testify about his goodness. And I don't know how you feel about it, but when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all and all he's done for me. My soul, my soul, my soul cries out, cries out. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Is there anybody here who's not ashamed to cry out, hallelujah? The enemy might shut me down, but the enemy can't shut me up, because I will declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's why I'm going to wait. Anybody here going to wait? Wait on the Lord and be of good courage and believe and know that he will, not might, he will strengthen your heart to stand even in the evil days. Come on, stand to your feet if you can, all over the church. Might shut me down, but you can't shut me up. Millions of people this past week gathered in the streets in 50 states, and they basically said, you can shut us down, but you can't shut us up. We ain't gonna have no king. We ain't gonna have no dictator. We ain't gonna stand by and let you run roughshod over us, because we are the people. We are the ones who put you all in office. We were crazy for doing that. But where one or two are gathered together, he is in the midst. And though those who are behind all the things that are taking place, they make light of it. They said all the folk marching in the streets, etc., haters. But you know, I just wonder how you can call yourself a Christian and spew so much hate, division, purposely trying to hurt people. I never thought I'd live to see the day when a whole group is targeted. The Democrats are being targeted. The immigrants are being targeted. But you know what? Black folk are being targeted. And like I told you the other week, don't you sit back and think everything is cool and that it ain't going to trickle down to you. You better watch as well as pray, because evil days are not just coming, they're already upon us. And God's people. You know what? You know the scripture. I've quoted it so many times over these 36 years. If my people who are called by my name. Listen, we believers are the salt of the earth. And if we lose our savor, then guess what? The world don't stand a chance to be saved for salvation. But I'm so glad that God put this thing called a mouth in all of us where we can speak and cry out against evil and wickedness in high places. Do I have some folk in here who are willing to open their mouths and cry out against evil and wickedness? Turn to your neighbor and say, I ain't scared.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.